A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix comedy special.
Brooklyn, are you ready?
Titled Joe Coy, Live from Brooklyn, November 2023.
It is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording. Give it up for Joe!
The full audience stands and applauds in a large theater. Stage lights turn on, revealing Joe Coy standing on the stage. A spotlight follows Joe as he walks to the front of the stage and waves at the crowd. Then he takes the microphone off the stand.
Brooklyn! Brooklyn, are you kidding me?
Joe moves the microphone stand, then paces the stage.
They asked me, where do I want to do it? I was like, there's only one place to do it. That's Brooklyn. I'm telling you right now.
Joe looks up at the crowd.
If you look into the audience right now, you kind of see every single color, and that's New York. It started off way back in the day in New York, where they just crammed everybody onto this island and just said, hey, fuck it, get along. And then all of a sudden this happened. I think the rest of the world needs to learn a lesson. I just see this shit and it just makes me happy. I'm looking at everybody and I'm like, oh shit.
Joe looks around the crowd.
Kind of like what we need right now, just laugh. I mean, fuck, man. Everyone's so goddamn serious right now. I'm tired of being serious. I just want to hang out with people that just want to have fun. I just want to laugh. I'm at that age now where I just don't give a fuck. Like, I'm tired of hanging out with people that just always want to bring you fucking down. You know what I mean? Like, just negative motherfuckers. I call them energy vampires. You know, they just suck the fucking energy out of you. But as humans, we like to hang out with people like that because we want to make them happy, right? It's our job. Oh, let's make them happy. Let's hang out with them. Let's take them out. Let's make them happy. And then you do that for like 8 hours, and at the end, you're just like, that was fucking exhausting. You know what I'm talking about? There's some of you that don't want to laugh or respond because you brought that motherfucker here tonight.
Joe looks around at the crowd.
There's some of you listening right now, and they're just going,
Joe rolls his eyes and gestures with his head.
Get rid of that motherfucker tonight. Break up with him tonight. That low energy having motherfucker. Get the fuck, you came to a comedy show just to have a shitty fucking look on your face? Fuck you. Die. Bye. Do it tonight in the parking lot. At the end of the show, I swear to God, in the parking lot, just be like, you heard what he said. This is it. We're fucking done. It's just done. You suck. That's why when I do my stand-up, I scout. I walk back and forth and I look. And I look for the ones that laugh big. And that's the ones I focus on. I don't give a fuck about anybody else. I'm serious. Her right there. She keeps, like, she's got a fucking headache. Just right there. Every joke, fucking headache. I'm feeding off of your energy. Humans love to hang out with other humans that are having a good time. It's infectious, kinetic energy. We're really connected. I'm connecting with you. I can care less about anybody else. There's another motherfucker I like to look at. This black guy right here. Every time he laughs, he takes his two fingers and pinches the tip of his fucking nose. Look right there. Swear to God. You think I'm making that shit up? I saw it. This motherfucker has sinus problems every time I make him laugh. Shit! This fucking Joe Coy. I'm your Flonase. When they laugh hard. It feels good to laugh. That's God's medicine. When you laugh, it releases endorphins. That's real shit. That's not make-believe.
Joe holds up his hands.
God gave that to you. When you laugh, it releases endorphins. When those endorphins get released, it eats up all that negative shit inside you. You're gonna live a long life. You're gonna live a long life. You're gonna live a long life. Are you with him? He's gonna live a long life. He's gonna be around for a long fucking time. His nose is gonna be running, but he's gonna be around it.
An audience member covers their face.
You live a long life, you. You're gonna live a long life, you. Feels good when those endorphins get released. You just feel good. It's euphoric. It feels good. The only way you get it is through laughter. That's why I tell people, laugh. It's free. Not tonight.
Joe looks around and shrugs.
Not tonight. But tomorrow. Remember this shit tomorrow. And that's fucking free. It's like to-go laughter. Take it home. You sneeze. Sinuses. Oh my God. That black guy. That fucking black guy. He's still fucking doing it. Still fucking doing it. That's who you want to hang out with. And believe me, I'm scanning through, and there's ones that aren't laughing, just not smiling. Fuck them. They die tomorrow. They die tomorrow. They could have lived, but fuck them. They chose not to. They came to a comedy show not to laugh. Fuck them. Die. Bye. Bye. I don't give a fuck. Bye.
Joe waves his hand.
You know how many muscles it takes to not laugh? You have to physically stop yourself from laughing. All your muscles just tight.
He forms a circle with his fingers.
Asshole, tight. Your asshole is the tightest asshole in this room. Just little raisinettes come out of your ass. Can't even take a full shit because your asshole's so tight. That's why everyone thinks you're full of shit, because you really are full of shit.
Joe points to an audience member.
His asshole's wide open. Wide open. He's got a gaping asshole from laughing. Oh shit, that's funny. Oh my God. It feels good to laugh. It does. Like, why wouldn't you want to laugh? Why do you want to neglect yourself from laughter? It feels so fucking good. You're addicted to it. You ever go to work late? Go to work late and you see a bunch of people in the break room laughing? What do? You start laughing and walking towards them. Like, what? They're laughing at you because you're fucking late again. Like, you fucking... You just want to be part of that laughter. You never walk towards the miserable person, right? Fuck no. Stay away from that fucker. Get those people out of your goddamn life. Surround yourself with winners. Surround yourself with real friends. Social media has fucked up everybody. They think everyone's their friend now because they're following you. They're not following you because they like you. Some of them are following you because they want to see you fuck up. You ever think about that shit? You ever do something really good and then post it and your friends that you thought were your friends never say shit? They don't even like the goddamn picture. They act like they didn't see it. You know they fucking saw it. You know they fucking saw it, but they act like they didn't. Those aren't your friends. Those are fucking crabs. Get rid of them. It's easy. Delete. Delete, delete, delete. You'll end up with 5 friends. You'll end up with 5 friends. It's probably your fucking family members. And 2 of them hate you too.
Joel points to someone in the crowd.
What's your name? Larry, I fucking love you, Larry. You laugh hard, too. It feels good, right? Great. How old are you?
46.
46, see? You have to ask Asians how old they are. You have to ask Asians how old they are. I'm sorry. It's a respectful thing. Don't guess. Don't ever fucking guess. I thought he was young. He's old as fuck. He's old as fuck. Just younger than me, because he's a full-blown Asian. I'm half white, so I got the hat. I got the white part was like the stuff here. The white part's like old. Old as fuck. I like you, Larry. You got kids?
Yep.
Goddamn right. How many? Probably 1. 3? God damn. How old are they? Think about it. I'll come back. Asians don't give a fuck how old their kids are. They don't give a fuck. How many do you have? I have 3. How old? Gives a fuck. Gives a fuck. I don't know. 1, 2, and 3. What? This fucking asshole looked up like.
Joel looks upward and leans back.
Let me get back to you on that one, Mr. Chloe. How old? Teenagers?
15, 12, and 5.
See? It's our responsibility to remind them that this shit that they're in right now, as beautiful as it is, this social media, we gotta remind them that it's not fucking real. Because they're living in that time where they don't know what's real and what's not real. Everything that they're taught is in 15 fucking seconds. 15 seconds, they already know the goddamn world. 15 seconds, they already know that black people have a problem with these people, and white people fucking hate everybody, and Asians want to take over the world, and it's just all this in 15 seconds, and our youth is watching this shit, and they're consuming it. They're taking that information in, and that's what they base their fucking truth on, and it's up to us to make them realize that that's wrong. It's wrong. You need to go out and see shit. Stop hiding in your shell and letting social media tell you who's wrong and who's right. Go out there and fucking find out for yourself. Because if you come to Brooklyn, I see white people, I see Asian people, I see black people, and we fucking love to laugh at the same fucking thing.
Joel takes a step backward, then looks at the crowd.
So funny how they say it's social media. It's supposed to help us socially, but it doesn't. You should call it anti-social media. They don't hang out with anybody anymore. These kids have no idea how to walk up to someone and say hi. They just slide into the DM and send a fucking emoji. That's their pickup line. A fucking eggplant with shit squirting out of it.
Joe shrugs and turns away from the crowd.
If she doesn't respond, big deal. It's a numbers game for them. Happy face with heart eyes. The fuck is that? There's no risk. There's no buildup. You don't get your own confidence from that, right? When we, you know what we had to do when we, like, especially me, if I was interested in a girl, it was like 5 months of just looking at her every day.
Joe paces back and forth while looking straight ahead.
Dude, just fucking, just stains on the chest. Food on the corner of the mouth. Go talk to her, hold on. You finally walk up. I think you're really awesome. Bye.
Joe scurries away, then returns.
And guess what happened? Nothing. You go home and you jerk off.
Joe covers his face and looks up.
Crying. Why did I say that? Why did I even say that to her?
Joe mimes masturbating, then touches his face.
They got it good, you guys. They really got it good. Maybe we gotta take things away from them and make them feel humble about stuff. Like, really humble them. You know what I mean? These pictures, they take these pictures. Every single kid thinks they're a goddamn photographer. And here's the thing, so do we. But at least I know the difference between when I took a picture and when they take a picture. They take a picture, they have no idea. They got so many shots of taking a good ass picture. Selfie. You ever see something?
Joe holds out his hand, mimicking taking many selfies.
Candid, candid, candid. How the fuck are you taking a candid selfie? The fuck?
Joe moves his hand around, mimicking taking photos from different angles.
Got it. Got it? You just took 1,000 pictures. Of course you got it. Filter, 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 stretch. Stretch, filter, 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 stretch. Post, caption, crazy. What? And they show everybody. Oh my God, look, everyone liked my picture. Look. 400 people liked my picture. No one liked your goddamn picture. No one liked your fucking picture. People are just tapping it and scrolling up. That's all they don't even look at it. Just scroll. No one looked at your fucking picture. When I was a kid, you liked my picture. You had to like my picture because I physically showed you my picture. Look at that. Look at that. Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, it's cool. It's fucking cool, right? Yeah, all right, cool. Maybe that's what we should do. You give them a disposable camera and you're like, here you go. There you go. Take your selfies with that. You got 12 shots. You got 12 shots, motherfucker. You better make sure it's a good one. Let's see them try and get everybody in the frame and still wait for the flash battery to charge up that. Why'd you fucking look? It's a duck. I gotta charge it again, you fucking asshole. Then you gotta take it to a, you have to develop it. You put it in an envelope and write your name and you give it to some stranger. Here, personal pictures of me.
Joe mimes passing an envelope.
And then it's a week. It takes a week for that picture to come back. And for a whole week, you're like, I hope those motherfuckers came out. I hope one or two came out. Then you go and pick up your pictures and get them developed. You're like, nope, nope, fuck, nope. Out of focus. Shit. God damn it. Red eyes. Fucking red eyes. And then one comes out good. One, you're like, yes, got it. And then you go, can I get duplicates? Ask these kids now, ever since they took that away and all we have are camera phones, these kids don't even know what an orb is. Ask a fucking teenager what an orb is. They have no idea what we're talking about right now. They don't really know. An orb is when you get your picture developed and in the picture, there's a circle of light hovering over somebody in the picture. Guess what my mom thought that was? Your Lola came to the Christmas party. She came to the Christmas party. She spied the potato salad, Joseph. That's her recipe. She made your potato salad. For Christmas, Joseph, she loves you so much, Joseph.
Joe walks to the front of the stage.
It was a dirty lens. It was a dirty lens. We put that picture on the altar for 6 months.
Joe puts his hand over his mouth.
I don't know, I guess I'm at that age. I keep saying that, but I am. I physically and mentally have become my dad. It's so weird. And I think we all morph into that. We all eventually morph into that shit. So I'm just saying, watch, all you young fuckers, it's gonna happen. Shit's gonna start breaking down. You're gonna start saying some old shit. You don't even know why. I said neat in the car the other day. My son immediately called me out on that. I was like, yo, look at that building. That's neat. He goes, did you just fucking say neat? And I was like, oh my God, I did. My dad used to say shit like when I was a kid, like in the 80s, I was a B-boy. You know what I mean? I was listening to everything. You know what I mean? I was listening to Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick. I was listening, you know, Beastie Boys. I was doing all that. My dad was like, oh, you listening to that hippity hoppity? Huh? You think that's music? That hippity hoppity hip hippity? That's a fad. You need to listen to real music, not that hippity-hoppity. And I just pissed me off. I'm like, fuck you, Dad. This is the shit. It's the music of the future. You don't even know. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. And I was right. I was fucking right. I was right. But now hip-hop has moved on to some other shit, and now I'm sounding like my dad because I'm like, you're listening to that mumbly-mumbly? You listening to that mumble, 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 they don't even say words. Mumble, mumble, mumble. Stupid mumble, mumble, mumble word. Mumble, mumble, mumble word. My son's like, shut up, Dad. Your music sucks. And that pissed me off because now I know I'm right. Don't you fucking compare your rap to my rap. That's it. You can't.
Joe puts his hand on his chest.
The poets, they were fucking poets, they were lyricists, they moved. I mean, Biggie died 30 years ago. To this day, you play a Biggie song and it still fucking shuts down the club. Don't act like it doesn't.
Joe takes a step back.
Fucking, and don't get me wrong, the mumble rap is, it's catchy, but I'm just saying, what the fuck are you saying? pit, tap pit, to get to pat, lifestyle. Just fucking mumbled and then said one word, fuck you. Tip, back, chit, back, pit, tap, lifestyle. Tip, man, to give him some money, any. On town, the mount, put, pop, to my, get, shut the fuck up. God, I'm sorry.
Joe points out to the crowd.
There's some people that don't know what song I was going to play. That term, can you play it? Just play it. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck.
Joe paces around the stage.
Hey, if I sound old, I sound old, but I'm sorry. You play some Biggie, it'll shut any fucking place down. Play some Biggie.
Crowd members pump their fists.
Stop, what?
Joe paces the stage.
Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. What the fuck? That's the only reason why I wanted to shoot this special in Brooklyn. You couldn't fuck with Biggie. Biggie made anything sound cool. If he breathed heavy, that shit was a lyric. Oh. Oh. Whatever he said made sense. He was a poet, and if you didn't know, get the fuck on, Brooklyn. Let's go.
Joe points emphatically, then turns around and paces the stage.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This is so much goddamn fun. I know I keep talking about this age shit, but it's true. I'm in that age now where things are starting to tighten up and not feel good. Hangovers are longer now. It's not just a day. That shit's 4 to 5. That's why all you young kids in there, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Drinking all the time, eating fucked up shit. It's gonna catch up. Milk? Oh, eat that fucking milk. All you kids, eat it. Gallon after gallon, cereal. I love that shit. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I would eat 3 bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch at midnight. 3 bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then you drink the milk. It's a horchata. It turns into horchata.
Joe mimes drinking a bowl of milk.
Not anymore. I'm lactose intolerant. What the fuck? When did that happen? All of a sudden, milk is poison. I'm lactose intolerant. Guess when I found out I was lactose intolerant? On a date. On a fucking date. Everything's going good. I'll order dessert. She's like, let's share. I'm like, yeah, let's share. Apple pie a la mode. We eat it half. I took half the ice cream. Everything's going good. I'm driving home. Everything's going good. I'm looking at it like, ooh, it's going to happen tonight. I'm driving. I'm going to get some tonight. And then my stomach's like, no, it's not.
Joe mimes driving and looks nervously beside him.
Fucking the brakes. The brakes! I blamed it on the brakes. Nothing's gonna happen. Done. I'm not gonna take her home. Nothing's gonna happen. I'm not gonna suck my dick and there's a T-Rex in my stomach. Imagine that shit. You're like, oh my God.
Joe stands sideways and mimes performing fellatio on the microphone. He stops and looks surprised. As he slowly strokes the mic, he turns his head to face the crowd, then resumes miming the sex act.
I thought it was the break.
Joe paces the stage.
I can't drink milk. I miss milk. I miss it so much. I still try and trick myself at night. Late at night, I'll have a bowl of cereal and just try and eat it real fast. If I eat it real fast and fall asleep, maybe my brain won't register. Like, it won't know. Then fall asleep. And then my asshole's like, hey, man, there's some poison. We're gonna release this poison right now while you're sleeping. There you go, Mr. Coy. Just found out 2 years ago, I got sciatica. Oh, what the fuck? I didn't even know I had sciatica. It just happened. And there's all these young people in here going, what the fuck is sciatica? Is that on Spotify? I got sciatica. All of a sudden, my sciatic nerve just locked up. It just stopped. Doesn't work anymore. My sciatic nerve. Yeah. And I got it, and I know, and here's the thing, I know other people got sciatica. That's the cool thing about sciatica, we're like a gang. Sciatica recognizes sciatica. You don't have to raise your hand, I fucking know. I can tell, I know who has sciatica. You just look at the person that's, you know, you especially, he's sitting sideways. Motherfucker sitting like he's sliding into second.
Joe leans on a stool on stage, sitting awkwardly.
I didn't even know I had sciatica. I didn't know it was really bad until I shot my last special live at the Forum. That's when I was editing it, and I was looking at myself, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my walk? Like, I remember that my leg hurt when we were taping it, but I didn't know it affected my walk until I was editing the special. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with my walk? If you can go home tonight and just watch it, just the beginning, when they go, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Coy, I'm like, what's up, Los Angeles?
Joe paces the stage, walking with an exaggerated limp.
What the fuck? What is wrong with my walk? I had to go to a doctor, see what was wrong with my leg. By the way, if there's a doctor in here tonight, yes, bring your compassion back.
Joe clenches his fist and looks around at the crowd.
She was like, ah! I don't know what it is with doctors, but they just lost that compassion. All of a sudden, they treat their patients like customers. I'm not saying you do. You seem like a happy person. But I'm just saying, fucking reel it back. Delivering bad news like it's just matter of fact. Like, stop. We have feelings, too. Went to this doctor. I was like, I don't know what's going on with my leg, but my right leg just keeps locking up. I don't even play sports. It hurts right here from my hip to my knee. He goes, that's your sciatic nerve. Those are early stages of sciatica. He goes, you need to stretch your IT band out. Okay, you need to stretch your IT band. Do you have a foam roller at home? And I go, you think I have the cure when I just found out what the fuck is wrong with me right now?
Joe narrows his eyes, then looks around the stage.
Oh my God, Mr. Coy, I'm sorry, yes, Yeah, you go to any sporting goods store and get yourself a foam roller and lay it on the ground and just put it between your hip and your knee and just roll back and forth. It's gonna be painful. It's gonna be very painful, but do it a lot and it'll relieve all that pressure. Just stretch that IT band out there. He goes, you probably have a lot of lower back pain. I go, I do. I got a lot of lower back pain. He goes, yeah, it's gonna relieve all that pressure. He goes, and normally it affects the buttocks, but I notice you don't have one.
Joe tilts his head and narrows his eyes.
You're just gonna say that, like, that's not gonna hurt my feelings? Oh my God, Mr. Coy, you know what? I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean to say it like that. Does your buttocks hurt? And I go, no. And he goes, exactly. Because you don't have one. And that fucked me up. That hurt me, that crushed me. And I want every woman to know this right now. Guys don't care about their asses. We don't give a shit. Whatever ass we have, that's the ass we have. We don't wake up on Wednesday and go, ooh, ass day, let me get to the gym. We don't give a shit. We don't do crunches, we don't do any of that shit. We don't do squats, we don't do anything. The ass we got is the ass we got. But now, my ego's shot because a certified medical technician that knows what an ass looks like can't find one on my body. He just looked behind me and went, ooh, pockets. So now I'm driving home, fucked up. I'm like, I gotta have something. I don't have an ass. I don't have any ass at all. I gotta have something. I gotta have a little ass. There's no way I don't have any ass. And I go home and I swear to God, this is the first time I ever looked at my ass. I never looked at my own ass before, I swear. I'm like, I gotta have something. I took all my shit off and stood in front of my long mirror and I went like this.
Joe stands sideways and looks back over his shoulder.
And I don't have an ass. I don't have an ass, nothing. I have a long back. I have a really long back. And then there's a butthole right at the bottom of it. There's a butthole at the bottom of it. And my ass is hairy, so it looks like a welcome mat with an asshole dangling from my spinal cord. And I just went, ugh. I just got a set of legs going into my shoulders. Like, what the fuck is that? Ugh. And right at that moment, I started thinking about every girl that dated me. I'm like, how the fuck did they stay with me? This is horrific. The minute we hooked up, the first time we hooked up, she should have left. Every girl that I've been with should have fucking ran for the hills. Because I talk shit when I hook up. I'm like, yeah, that was good. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm back for seconds. And I walk to the bathroom. And my asshole's like, yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right. Keep that pussy wet, baby. We'll be right back, baby. Fuck that pussy, baby.
Joe makes a grotesque face and walks backward.
How? How the fuck did she stay? And now I'm talking to every guy in here. If you're dating a lady or if you're married to a woman, you better cherish her because she loves you for you. Your soul, your brain, that's what she's in love with. It's not you physically. I swear to God, it's not you. She loves you, the inside, your soul. That's what she loves. Remember that shit. I'm telling you right now, and I know there's good-looking guys in here like, you ain't talking to me. Fuck you, you too. You too. You too. You have a cute face until you take clothes off and then you look like a melted candle. Just fucking, you got a goddamn red mole with a fucking hair sticking out of it. I like to wear polo underwear. That's my favorite underwear. It's the same one. Is it on the back, on the waistband, it says Polo by Ralph Lauren. And then in the front, my stomach pushes it over and it says Ulu by Lemar Lalala.
Joe points at his stomach.
That's what the fuck it says. Doesn't look anything like the goddamn package. And I know there's guys in here that know what I'm talking about. Doesn't say hang, just says nyans. Yeah, you motherfucker. You, every fucking guy in here tonight. It's gonna happen tonight, isn't it? All those endorphins are going through her body, and guess what? She's gonna suck that dick. That dick that's sitting right on top of your, that belly that's on top of your dick. She's gonna lift that hairy fucking belly that's pushing your dick down. Your beautiful lady's gonna lift it up and go, I'm gonna suck this dick tonight. I'm gonna suck this bear's dick tonight, ain't I? Am I gonna suck this bear? Make the sound or I'm not gonna suck today. Make the sound. And then you gotta go, rah, 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 rah. Yeah, rah, 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 rah.
Joe looks up and waves his hand.
Fucking lint. Is that lint in your belly button? I'm gonna suck. Make the sound. I'm not the. Rah, 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 rah. Yeah, rah, 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 rah.
Joe turns away from the crowd, then turns back.
Now, you know what's crazy is now I fall under the category of zaddy. I'm a fucking zaddy. Look. We're all cheering. Stop it. Stop not falling for it. There's guys that fall for that shit. Go to Instagram. Go online. You'll see it. You'll see a hashtag zaddy. And click that hashtag. You'll see a bunch of guys that look like me just fucking stupid poses like. And then in the comment section, you'll see, ooh, zaddy. Okay, zaddy. Look at you, zaddy. I ain't falling for that shit. I ain't falling for it. You're not ready for zaddy. If you're in your 20s, stay in your fucking 20s. If you're in your 30s, stay in your 30s. You're not ready for zaddy. Zaddy's a special kind of fucking dude. Oh, but I want to be with zaddy because he'll take care of me. You need to take care of fucking zaddy too. Zaddy got sciatica. What the fuck you talking about? You're not ready for zaddy. What happens if we hook up and I forget my CPAP machine? What the fuck are you going to do? We hook up and I don't have my CPAP machine. I'm laying next to you just cough. 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 You're like, Daddy! What's wrong, Daddy? Daddy! I need a woman with experience. I need a woman that knows what to do when something like that happens. I want to go out on a date, and then she's like, hey, let's go back to my place. And I'm like, I don't have my CPAP machine. And she's like, my ex had two. There's one in my closet. Like, ah, damn. I got distilled water today. What the fuck? Here's a PSA. Here's a PSA for all the young ladies out there, okay? If you're at a bar and Zaddy walks up to you and starts talking to you, all right? If he's talking to you at the bar and he's standing like, let's use this stool. If he's doing this right here, talking to you, like, yeah. Oh, really? That's how Zaddy stands when they talk. Oh, yeah. He's not doing that to be cool. It's hot. And my ball is stuck to my thigh.
Joe touches his crutch.
That's how you detach your ball from your thigh. You just fucking. That's a sticky ball move. Guys, you ever see a guy talking? They do this shit? Nah, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Ah, shit. Really? Oh, really, 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 really. That's crazy. Crazy! It's his balls. Sticky balls, they're in here. There's a bunch of sticky balls in here. Look how they're sitting. There's a lot of, look at the guy sitting next to you. There's just legs wide open. Wide open, they don't give a shit about who's sitting on the right or the left. Just balls gently placed on the cushion of the seat. They can close their legs, but then their balls sit on their lap like a snow cone.
Joe stands up from the stool.
Sticky ball guy move. Now you know, ladies, when you go back to work, now you know. That guy from accounting walks up to you. Hey, Rebecca, some of the guys in there are going to Starbucks. You want a Frappuccino or anything like that? Get the fuck away from me, Steve. Get the fuck away from me, Steve. Whoa. Someone's grumpy.
Joe spreads his legs as he walks.
I did that joke a long, long time ago when my son was like, I think he was like 8 or 9 years old. I swear to God, and he was, you know, I would take him on the road, and he'd always sit backstage with me, and I was just fucking around with the audience, and I did that one night, and I got off stage, and my son, I was like, how was it? He was like, oh, it was good, Dad, but I didn't understand that one joke. I go, which joke? He goes, the one about the ball on the thigh. I don't understand that joke, Dad. I didn't understand the ball on the thigh. Why was that so funny? I didn't get it. And I go, Joe, you're not supposed to get it. You're 9. Your balls are still at the base of your dick.
Joe points to his crutch.
That's where 9-year-old balls sit, Joe. At the base of the dick. I go, Joe, your dick is like a hiker with a really cool backpack on.
Joe mimes walking with a backpack.
My dick's like a seasoned traveler with a shitty roller bag. Like, come on. Fucking wheels broke.
He mimes pulling a suitcase.
My son is 20, and I'm at that point where I want to make sure that he lives the right life. You know what I'm saying? And I just, unfortunately, it's a different generation. I'm trying to catch up, but I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. I know they're just a little wrong. They're a little soft. You guys are soft. Bullying, oh my God, this fucking bully thing. I can't believe this fucking bully thing. Like, I get it. There's probably some parenting right now. Like, you don't understand what my fucking son is going through. But you don't understand, like, with me, like, you know who the worst bully was in school when I was a kid? My mom. My mom said the worst shit. The worst shit. Someone said something at me at school. I'd be like, my mom already said that shit this morning. Like, what the fuck? You're soft. It's crazy, it's a different time now. I'm trying to catch up and I need it, I need the tools. And my son is at that age, he's 20. You know what I mean? He's 20. I gotta make sure my son is ready, prepared. As a parent, I gotta make sure my son is ready. And here's the thing, he's not ready. He's not. He's not ready. He's not. He's not ready for general population. It would be wrong if I sent my son out into the real world. People would be like, who the fuck, whose kid is this? Who the fuck sent this out here? He's just not ready. He's 20. I can give my son a fistful of money right now, today, a whole bunch of money. And I go, go, Joe, you're on your own. Go. He'll be back in 6 hours like, Dad, they took all of my money.
Joe stands with a dazed expression and shifts his weight.
These kids got everything right now. My son's out late with his friends, Uber. That fast. If he goes out late with his friends, oh, sorry, Dad, I'll catch an Uber. All right, cool, boom, catch an Uber. I see my phone, because it's on my card. I'm like, Uber Black, $49.99, what the fuck? Bro, you were a mile away. Luxury. Luxury. That's what they don't know. There was no such thing as Uber, what the fuck? If I was out late with my friends and it was a school night and I called my mom, Mom, it's dark, can you come get me? No. I already have my pajamas on and my creams on my face already. Just get home now. How? No one has a car. Then run. 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 It's a mile away. Run fast. Like, don't stop. Just look forward and as fast as you can. And when you get tired, don't stop. Just keep going. Fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. Fucking dark. Car with no headlights on. He's gonna rape me.
Joe runs on the spot.
I almost got raped 10 times. That's what I'm saying, though. I was never late again. Shit, when the sun started coming down, I'm like, man, I need to walk home. Uber Eats, get the fuck out. My son, when there's bright, when there's no food, Uber Eats. I'm like, Dad, I don't know Uber, there's nothing to eat. All right, go ahead, Uber Eats. I see the bill. God damn, Cheesecake Factory. But you just took yourself out to dinner? What, are you on a date, motherfucker? You got dessert, too? Nice tip, motherfucker. You tipped? You're a tipper. You're a tipper, aren't you? Jesus Christ. The fuck is that? Uber Eats. He doesn't know about no eats. No eats. I don't know how many times I call my mom when she's at work. There's nothing to eat. Look in the refrigerator. There's some, Mom, I look 10 times and it's the same thing every time. Look again. Look. Look again. What's in there? Like ketchup? Flavor. There you go, flavor. That's a start. Flavor. What else, Joseph? What else is in there? You have flavor, then what's the other one that you have in there so we can make a meal? What is it, Joe? What flavor and then what else? There's a there's a slice of cheese with 4 hard corners. Okay, all right. Now break those corners off because the middle is still good. It's slowly getting bad, so you have to catch it before it gets all bad. So now it's, instead of square, it's round.
Joe smiles and paces the stage.
I got a ketchup cheese roll. What the fuck?
Joe picks up his water bottle, then puts it down.
Application. See, this is the thing. They don't know what an application to them, this generation, they think an application is everything. It could be I don't know, the games, whatever it is that they can download is an application. They have an application that helps them fill out an application. Because they don't even know how to get a real fucking job. They don't know the struggle of going in and asking to be hired. They don't know that skill set. Everything's easy for them. They have an application to fill out an application. You get to fill it out, you know, just type it in, and then you go, oh, you know what? I like coffee. I want to work in at maybe a coffee shop. Type that in. I want to work maybe, I don't know, maybe 0.5 miles away from my house, blah, blah, blah. And I like to make this much, and these are the only hours I can work because of soccer. And then the app comes back and goes, hey, we found something for you. Yeah, just right down the street. Come on, they're waiting for you. Yeah, and you know what? They agree to the money that you want, so go there and get that job and enjoy soccer while you're at it. Thanks, app. They got a goddamn job, no work. They have no idea about going to a fucking mall.
Joe mimes wiping sweat off his face.
It's a shitty fucking button-up shirt. Fucking dirty tennis shoes. Your shirt's tucked in and some fucked up pants. And you're just looking at every store. Walk in, are you guys hiring? No, not you.
Joe walks away.
Ask any of these teenagers if they know what an application even looks like. They have no idea. You have to ask someone, and then they lifted up the register, and then they it's like a thick sheet of, like it's a whole pad of application, and they only ripped one off for you. Here. You're like, oh, just one? Yeah, just one. You had to go to the food court and fill it out. With ink, it couldn't be pencil. And you better not fuck up anything. I always fucked up my name. Fuck! I had to scribble out the E and point an arrow and put a letter P. My name's Joseph, not Giuseppe.
Joe picks up his water bottle and unscrews the lid.
I love it, though. I love being a dad, Larry. Just gotta teach these kids. Gotta teach these kids. And I know there's teenagers in here tonight. I don't know where you're at, but I know you're in here. Oh, right there. Oh, nice to meet you. What's your name? The teenager. The old fucker goes, me? Me? Steve. What? At what point did you think I said teenager and asked for your fucking name? He's got a fucking whiskey sour.
Joe mimes lifting a glass.
What's his name? What's your name back there? Huh? Caleb? Nice to meet you, Caleb. How old are you? 12. Oh, shit. Shit.
Joe walks to the other side of the stage and grimaces.
Yeah, you learned a lot tonight, didn't you? Shit. God damn. So, this is your mom's fault, by the way. Your mom fucked. You're 12, though. Your mom knew. It's on the ticket. It said R-rated. Don't get mad at me. If Caleb goes like this, fuck.
Joe points to the boy and mom. They bend over, laughing in their seats.
Is he a good kid? Caleb, good kid? He is? Aww. Does he clean his room when you tell him? No? God damn it, Caleb. Clean your fucking room. That's your mom. You do whatever your mom says, you do. You hear me, Caleb? Don't ever, and when she says clean the room, you say this, Caleb. How many rooms, mom? That's your mom. It's your mom. Every kid in here, you better realize that. That's your mom. Listen to her. Don't ever talk back to your mom. Talk back to your dad. Is your dad here? Oh, that's your dad? Talk back to your dad. Talk back to him. Check your fucking dad. Now's the time. Check your dad. Your dad's gonna appreciate that. If your dad smarts off to your mom, you fuck check dad. Check that motherfucker. I did that shit. I did that to my stepdad, Fred. He fucking said something to my mom. I waited up all night. I was like, I'm gonna fucking say it. Don't you ever. I was in my room, man. I was like, I'm gonna fucking, don't you ever talk to my mom about that shit. I waited up all night, and I heard him wake up in the morning. He was making his lunch for work, and I walked right into the kitchen. I go, don't you ever fucking talk to my mom like that again. You hear me, Fred? Don't you ever disrespect my mom. You hear me? Fred, 6'4". 6'4", just leaned in and went like this. I don't think you understand who you talking to, Bubba. Might want to go to your womb and think about that real quick. And this is what I said, Caleb. I went like this. I'm gonna, but just remember what the fuck I said. Don't talk to my mom like that.
Joe mimes storming off.
And I went to my room. But guess what happened, Caleb? Later on that night during dinner, Fred goes like this. Hey, Bubba, I'm sorry about what I said. I'll never disrespect your mama like that again. I'll never do it in front of you, Bubba. See what I'm saying? So your dad, fucking walk up to him, swell your chest up. Look, fuck, just go like this. What the fuck did you say? What the fuck, like, get all that, Caleb. Just fuck, what the fuck did you say to mom? Say, ball up your fist. Do it, Caleb, what? Your mom, you know why, Caleb? Because your mom's gonna be right behind you going, why don't you say what the fuck you said? Say it to your son, motherfucker, say it. Because your mom has your back. Remember that shit. All these kids remember that shit. I don't talk to the girls. I don't. I never do. I never. The girls, you're on your own. Like, I have a different attitude towards women. Like teenage girls, it's different. They will just, for some reason, they just do it right. I got two sisters that just did it right. I got my sister Gemma. To this day, she's still in charge of Joe Koy Entertainment. Like, she runs the whole fucking operation. I ain't got nothing to say. They do it right. The boys, I talk shit all the time. They seem to be the same all the fucking time. So I'm only talking to you fuckers. So next time your mom tells you to clean the room, Caleb, you say how many, all right? And all you moms in here, when your kids talk back to you, when they say shit like, I'm tired, I'll do it tomorrow, mom. Fuck that. Every mom in here, you need to tell these kids what you did. Say it in graphic detail, in graphic, descriptive detail. When they go, I'm tired, I'll do it tomorrow, mom. Tell them what you did. Oh, you'll do it tomorrow? You're tired? Did I say that to the doctor when it was time to give birth to you? I'm tired, I'll do it tomorrow? No, I let you rip my pussy to shreds. And I know it's awkward in here. There's some women in here like, this is a little too much. No, it's not. It's not enough. I don't know what happened in society that took that superpower away from you. Every single woman should be bragging about that shit. You're the only ones that could do it. You're the only ones that could do it. You're the only ones that could do it. But for some reason, you're not allowed to brag about that shit. You should be saying that shit. Say it. You rip my pussy apart. And if they don't want to listen, fucking show it sometime. Show the pussy. Look at this. Look, motherfucker. Look. Look what the fuck you did. Watch. And just start cleaning the windows.
Joe mimes washing a window.
Caleb, I was there. When I saw her laying on the bed and she's about to give birth, I just remember the whole thing, petting her head, and all of a sudden this dude popped up from between her legs. It wasn't the doctor that we were seeing for 9 months, it was some other motherfucker. Just popped up and went, ugh. We need to make an incision. I was like, what? Like a C-section? He goes, no, we're past that. This doctor was like, we're past that. I go, We're past the C-section. Is there another section? Is there a D and an E that no one told me about? No. We're past the C-section. Your son's head is too big. So we need to cut the vagina. We need to make a small incision on the vagina. And I went. That's exactly what I said. And then the doctor was like, we need to make a decision now. And I go, hold on. There's a lot of information. Are you just gonna throw that at me that you gotta cut her pussy real quick? I didn't know that, that wasn't on the video. No one showed me that on the video, so hold on. It's a very serious fucking question, hold on. Honey. Honey. Our son's head's too big. And he's gonna die unless they cut your vagina. And the doctor needs to know, is it okay to cut your vagina? Or the baby's gonna die. So what do you wanna do? And then Angie turned into Hulk Hogan from the WWE and looked at the doctor and went, cut my pussy now, brother. Cut that pussy and rip that motherfucker out my pussy now, brother. Oh, yeah. And then I went, and then I looked at the doctor. He already had a knife. It didn't even look surgical. It looked like a hunter's knife. And he just stabbed her in the pussy. And then my son just fell out. And then I went like this and went, and I fucking passed out.
Joe looks around at the audience.
There were three people in the delivery room. Her mom, my mom, and me. And no one gave a fuck about me. The nurse gave my mom a smelling salt and she put it under my nose and I woke up. She goes, get the fuck up, your son is here.
Joe wipes his face and slowly backs away.
Everything was foggy and hazy. There was this thing on her chest. I say thing because it didn't look human. It was like pale green gray, spots of blood all over, eyes swollen shut, mouth just looking for something to suck on.
Joe shuts his eyes and bites the air.
Head elongated. I was like, what the fuck is that? The fuck is that? Whose is that? I looked. You know what I saw, Caleb? When I saw my son on her chest, you know what I saw, Caleb? There was a tube stuck to the stomach. Did you know that? Guess where the rest of the tube was, Caleb? Guess. Inside her pussy.
Joe holds the microphone cord to his crotch.
Like my son was an iPhone and her pussy was a wall socket. Just keeping it alive, just charging the battery. Look at your mom! Look at your mom, Caleb! You did this to her 12 years ago! And guess what the doctor said? He goes, we need to get the rest out. I go, the rest of what? And then she pushed and a Gucci purse came out of her pussy.
Joe mimics holding up a purse.
A Gucci purse came out of her pussy. And I went like this, I went, and I fucking passed out again. And I woke back up, and the doctor was holding the umbilical cord in front of my face. He gave me some scissors. He goes, come on, bring your son into the world. And I tried to cut it, and it was too hard. I go, it's too hard. It won't cut. It won't cut. And he took that knife, and he went, and the blood hit my face, and I went like this, and I fucking passed out again. Because I thought he just murdered my baby.
Joe looks at the crowd, then points to the boy in the crowd.
Would you believe that's not even the worst part, Caleb? Do you want to hear the worst part, Caleb? You do? Okay. When I woke up, Caleb, the doctor was sewing her pussy back together. Look at your mom. You did that to her pussy 12 years ago, just sewing the pussy back together. No numbing sauce, just medieval.
Joe uses the microphone cord to mime sewing up his crutch.
That's what happened, Caleb. That's what happened. Look at your mom, Caleb. You don't want to clean your fucking room?
Joe waves to the crowd.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. Brooklyn, New York, give it up.
Closing credits, written and performed by Joe Coy.
I love you so much, Brooklyn. Thank you. Thank you so much. Good night.
Video description by Diffuse. Script writer, Bryn Potty. Voiced by Tina Malawi. Executive producers, Joe Coy, Joe Milosh, Michelle Caputo, Shannon Hartman. Directed by Shannon Hartman. Director of Photography, Cameron Burnett, ACS. Announcer, Timothy. DJ Turbulence, Alejandro. Editor, Shannon Hartman. Production logos appear for Art and Industry, JK Entertainment Production, LLC, and Arson House Entertainment.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.